Do you want to cover?
A little trouble here, but I think the question was whether or not having a larger amount, I think, that's credited.
Yes, yes.
Authorized, not outstanding.
Two authorizations, yes.
Authorized.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, not that I'm aware of, right?
Sorry, can we check the water?
During the radiation process, you might have.
They know, they.
Alan, we can undo that, we have two reservoirs.
Wait, I'm sorry. So essentially, we could authorize this tonight for 400, and let's say in 3 weeks, we could repeal it, the other one, correct?
Yes.
At the May, or we could repeal it tonight. Could we do that?
Well, the bond resolution has taken effect as a matter of law, so there's a procedure, which quite honestly, I'm not.
All right, well, we'll do it next meeting.
Yeah, but we have the option. It might be cheaper, then we can use the other one.
It's a stock market, so you don't have to ever issue it.
Gentlemen, we can't talk over the conversation here. So.
Just one thing I wanted to go back to, is the two-thirds, that the law is a two-thirds requirement of the board, which five of you, I think I said that means three.
Means four.
It means four.
For adoption of the resolution.
Right. So we need four to vote, supermajority. All right. So what I'm hearing from the table is that you would like to do again, but as a new resolution for the road.
Increase the par amount for the roads to.
The par to 400?
What did you want back? A little over 400, 400? 400 is fine? 400 is good?
Yeah.
400 covers us?
The prior resolution is meaningless without the other tranches.
That's right.
So we might as well get it right.
That's what I figured. Okay? So.
So 400, we're.
So 400. So Debbie, you'll make a new, we have a new copy, another copy of this that's blank, I'm sure, that we haven't filled in.
Yeah, we'll have.
And we'll just reprint, okay?
Keep it with the mindset of repealing the 330 at our next meeting when our bond council has the correct procedure.
Right, we'll do that. All right, so let's start from, I would like to start with the dam first.
Sorry, can we discuss that before we go in that? Because I don't understand the math. So.
Well, remember, we have $269 in the bank.
Let's just go through it. So we've got a cost from CHA of $3.65 million. Agreed? $3.65? Okay. We have your fees of $300,000, so we're at $3.995 million. Right?
Correct.
Okay. So our cost is $3.95 million. We've got $100,000 in grants, that gets 3.85, and we have $260 left, so we need $3.6 million for the dam, not $2.864, which is what Marina had.
No, we have here $3.120.
Okay, well, we're still off by $500,000.
It's at a premium, so you have to look at the premium amount.
Right, so we're still way off. Marina? She's running.
Marina? No, I don't.
Yeah, sorry.
Were you listening?
I've got different numbers.
Can I see this?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
I can hear you.
Yes. So the spreadsheet that Quad updated had the most recent.
Here it is. I've got it right here.
Right, numbers on it.
Sorry, wait.
Which one's that?
I haven't tied them back to the Mike's numbers, these were inputted. So if they're not correct, then we have to add the proceeds that we need. But that break is for the net proceeds, not the bond issuance, right?
Right, so it's wrong.
No.
Yeah, go ahead. Claude's going to go over it with what y'all have done.
Sure, apologies. All right.
And to be clear, so the difference between the bond resolution amount and the net proceeds, right?
Yes.
We understand that, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, he's going to do it.
There's a few things that have changed tonight, right? So instead of 330, right, so can we go to these cases, the base case, the case one, the case two?
Sorry, this is the one the bond council sent.
The one the bond council sent?
Hang on.
Let's use those numbers.
Yep.
Because those are the real numbers. Like, if we were going to issue the bond today, they would be the base case.
Yeah, but they're not. They're not the real numbers.
Well, I know, but just can we go with it first, okay, and then we'll decide where we're off?
Yep.
Okay. So right now, in terms of uses, we have the 330,000.
We're off by 70.
So that's supposed to be 400.
Right.
So that's
so
off by 70.
70K delta
right
there. Yep.
Right. The landscaping, water piping, that hasn't changed. That's still at 650?
We have no basis to make any comment about that.
Well, that that's actually part of the down cost. The 650 plus the 3,120 are both parts of the dam cost.
515 for the dam and 135.
515 of that.
Right.
515 of the 650 is the dam.
Where's it broken down?
Right here.
The only thing is the 135.
Sorry, where?
There's 135.
There.
The only thing you take out of the landscaping water piping is 135,000 for the three water tanks.
That's low.
Well, like I said, let's agree on all the numbers and then we can up it, right? But
sorry, I'm lost. You've got includes water tank restoration 135K.
Out of the 650, okay.
Out of the 650, you've got.
So if you use the base case scenario that's in this
summary. Sorry, which one we're referring to? This one.
The bond council. Sorry, the bond council. There's base case, case one, and case two.
Right. Let's just use case one to keep life easy.
Okay. Well, if it's okay, can we just go with the base case and then we can talk about it?
Yes.
Let's use the base case. Okay. So let's assume for a moment that everything was correct. That let's say that we had 330,000 used for roads for a moment. Let's get on the same page.
Yep.
And we'll change it. Okay. We have 650,000 of that 650,000. This is the whole concept of having the dam cost split into two types of costs. One is what we call other projects are the dam costs, and then the 650,000 are landscaping, water piping costs that could be potentially used if you somehow saved money, right? So what that is the 650. Of that 650, 135,000 of that is the three water tanks. Okay?
But Pat Quinn gave us 82K for two tanks, refrigeration, mm-hmm, and then he gave us, then it was a 25% on top of that for prevailing wage, 10% contingency in engineering, so that was 130K. Is just for two tanks.
Yeah, I wasn't.
It's ignoring part.
I know. I'm not there yet, though. I'm just assuming the old numbers. 135. Then we're going to add more numbers to this. Okay. I just want to make sure that we all get to the same place, right? So, 330,000 is what the original thought was, and now it's 400. But 330 was the original thought. 135 was the original thought in the three water tanks. Okay. But it's not. But that's what it is in here right now.
Mm-hmm.
515,000, which is the difference between 650 and 135, is the part of the dam that has to do with landscaping, water, and piping.
Mm-hmm.
And then the remainder of the dam is 3,120,000, and that also includes the engineering fees. At his original rate.
These are par numbers you're giving us?
No, these are these is all uses for the
all
moment.
Use numbers.
Uses.
Okay. All right.
Let's talk about uses.
I got it. Yeah.
So, but now we'll go ahead and change those numbers right now.
So just to be clear, we have 3,120,000. You have 515. You add that, and you're at 3,635,000. And then we have 100,000 grant, and we have 269 left in the other grant that's still there, and that gives us 4,004,000.
You'd have to have the 4,100,000 total here, based on all these incorrect numbers now, but they're the ones that we were thinking about before this meeting.
Proportionately.
Okay. So now you have to add in.
There's plenty of them.
Have to add in the 269, which is right 269.
269.
Plus there was
100,000 for the grant.
100,000 for the grant. So 369. So
that gives you 4 million for.
So we had 4.1 million of uses in this particular example. Then you had to add in the 269 of the remaining bonds, and you had another 100,000, right? So we had 000.
You have 4,004,000.
I said 1, 2, 3, 4.
Sorry, on your total, you've got 4,000,001, agreed?
Right.
We have 4,000,001 before the 269 and before the 269 that's in the other bond. Still in the bank?
What's the 269?
That's in the bank, the existing bonds.
But the 4,100,000 really is 4,400,000 because you've got engineering costs.
This is inclusive of the engineering costs.
How?
Because we still have to add in the 4,100,000. You have to add to that another 269 and another 100,000. The 100,000 for the bonds,
right,
for the grants, and another 269,000 for the outstanding, the existing bonds. Right. So you have 269 of existing bonds. You have grants of 100,000 for 369. And if you add to that the 4,100,000, so you should have So 4,469,000 is what we should have as total availability to build the dam and to pay the engineers and do everything. That's the number based on those numbers. But now let's go backwards.
You got to take the roads out.
Oh, sorry. I'm not there yet.
Okay.
Hold on a second. So what that includes is 330 for the, this particular example includes 330 for the roads, 650, sorry, 135 for the water tanks, 515 for the dam under landscaping, water piping, and then 3,120,000 for other projects. Plus, we have
3,120,000 is the dam.
We call it other projects on this line item, but it is the dam. It is part.
Okay, both uses, it says
515 of the 515 of the landscaping, water piping is for the dam, and 3,120,000 is for the dam. They're both for the dam.
So just to find layman's, you've got 3,120,000 for the dam. You've got 515 for the water infrastructure, all of that of the dam.
Of the dam, right.
That adds up to 3,635,000.
Agreed.
Then you add 100,000 for the grant.
Mm-hmm. No, you subtract.
Add, because you're adding, this is how much you'll use of
another 100,000 more.
So the bond is going to be 3,635,000, and then in our bank account we have 269,000 and 100,000, and when you add that to the bond amount of 3,635,000, you have $4,004,000.
Okay, so where's the engineering fee in that clause?
The engineering fee is part of the cost of the dam.
Yeah, it's built in. It's built in.
It's already built in. So if you take the amount of
McNamee, we just established that the cost of the dam was, according to Mr. Quinn, 3.65 million.
All in is 3.9.
All in 3.95.
Right, that's
a lot of work back here from there.
Let's work back from there because
that's what I was going to next. So now let's take. I'm just saying how it is in here. So what you're saying is right now is that in this number of the 3 million of this number of four, sorry. The net proceeds in this example, in the base case example, of 4,100,000 plus.
Let's start with the 3.95.
I'm not there yet. I'm going to go there now, but I just want to make sure. So what we're saying right now is the 4,469,000 total proceeds, which are inclusive of the 269 existing bond and 100,000 existing bond, you're saying is still short by the engineering fees.
Yes.
Okay. So that
I don't problem.
Mike, the dam, just McNamee without all your contingencies. So can you just give us what the total is with McNamee plus your contingencies? What's the bottom line? I have the numbers, but
3.65.
Yeah. No. It's
all
more
in
than
is
that.
3.9.
It's more than that. It's more than that.
It's like 3.95 all in, right?
Oh, you're talking with all A and B.
Yes.
Yeah,
you have
you're talking
all
about
of
the
that.
Alternates, and you're talking 3.651931.
3.8? Yeah, I was right.
Plus your fees of
3.651931.
3.65931.
So 3.95 is all in.
Yeah. I've heard that number before.
3.65931. There's another number on there.
3.651.
1931.
Okay. Okay, I have it right here. I had it in the wrong spot.
All right, okay.
Are you taking all this down, Mike?
Yes. And what are your fees? And what are your fees? You're saying your fees are in there, or are they in there?
No, that's not in.
I have it right. I have. I've got it right here.
The fees have never been in. It's always been an addendum.
Here we go.
No. We definitely looked at that.
Here's the cost. McNamee Construction, $3,651,931. Add $366,175, which is CHA's.
Which is exactly what we did. Which
that
we
that got, ends right. up being $4,018,106.
What's that? Uh-huh.
Then you subtract out of that, we've got in the bank $269,000 and $100,000, which means we would need to have $3,649,106 in a bond.
No, not in a bond. That's where we need proceeds.
Proceeds. To pay for the rest of the dam.
I'm sorry, give me that number again.
$3,649,106. When you take that amount and you've got a $4.1 million bond, you take 4.1 minus 3.649106 gives you 450,894.
That's right.
That's 135.
Right. Plus 330.
Plus 330.
Well, and change. There's some left over. There's still some left over.
And you'll have a little left
That's
over.
Exactly what we
There's
did. That's
enough
exactly what we did.
There to do it.
Right.
But so, it's tight. I spent.
No, now we have to add in the new things.
Now, if you want to.
But we had. We definitely took his 366,125 number.
Yep.
175 number, we took that into account. Okay?
Do you understand that, the math of that?
Well, I understood the math a long time ago. It's just.
So the only thing that's new, Alan, the only thing that's new is the 330 is now getting bumped up to 400.
Right, so that's where you're going
to
need to add.
Right, we've got a 70 delta there, so.
Okay, so 70,000 more.
No, 330 to
70,000 more.
Are you going to do 400?
Yeah.
Sorry.
And then what is the 135 being bumped to?
It's not.
Well, we need to have Pawtucket.
Well.
Or we don't. We do that separately.
You want my personal opinion, and I'm already telling you how I'm going to vote. Is I want the 135 to come out of the water budget. We had a surplus of 260,000. It should be self-funded. I don't think.
Well, no, because we've got to do.
I do not think the residents of Tuxedo Park should be singly paying for the water tower. I think it should come out of the water budget and spread over
all
the users.
This bond goes to the water budget. It's not going into out of the taxes. The water part goes to the water.
Yeah, the water goes to the water.
Yeah. So,
but also,
so no, but sorry,
Alan, the part of the there's got to be
the timing's different. It's the current residents.
I understand the timing,
residents.
But we're issuing a bond which is defined as water distribution, piping, and tanks.
Yeah, that goes to the water fund.
That's the water fund.
Yes.
So what we're currently saying is 135,000 will be done to remediate the water tanks to benefit 660 accounts. $515,000, of which only one half of those bill-paying customers are going to be assuming an obligation that isn't theirs to assume, because it's dam repair. It's got nothing to do with the water budget.
No, the 650 is not going to go all.
The 650 is being defined as water distribution, piping, and tanks. That's the water budget.
The 650 is not going to go in a bucket that's going to be paid for by the water fund.
Are you sure? Debbie? You're the village clerk, you're the keeper of records, you opine?
The other two bonds, the portion that was water distribution that was borrowed, the payments
comes out of the
water
budget.
Fund. Yeah.
But not the whole amount, just that portion.
Titled water distribution.
So right now, I apologize for asking, but right now the landscaping, water, it's landscaping, water, and piping, we're just, those are three different topics.
If I could just make a comment. So, but here's also, just to say something, there's going to have to be a water line fit a water distribution line on Continental Road that's going to have to be done, And it's the same thing you're saying, but that's coming out of the water fund, Alan. And that's going to be a $180,000 number.
No, $180,000 numbers is...
No, 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 this is something different. This is something different that Pat Hines gave us. That's going to have to be done when they do Continental Road. That water distribution line is going to have to be redone.
Right, so then...
It's the same thing.
Then the question has to be answered, why are we not including that so we have an accurate depiction of what our expenses are rather than bifurcating things and not knowing what it is? If we have to spend $180K that we didn't know about, let's build it into our budget and adjust accordingly.
Well, if you want to do that, I was just saying we had that all in the surplus.
Well, either we have to do it or we don't do it.
No, no, we have it in our surplus. So if you didn't want to take out the surplus, we could bump that into there. It's up to
how... Out of the water budgets.
Water fund.
Out of the water, to go into the bond for the water fund.
The water fund's, what, 260 the surplus right now?
277. Right. So that's...
Then we have no contingencies, and we had a $40,000 remediation this year.
We have a capital
right,
also.
And we've got...
But in the water budget, we have a capital... 40,000.
And then we've still got the East Village water main.
That's already in its, that's in another bond.
So it's not been funded.
No, but we have a bond for that already.
The money's in the bank, we just never drew down on it.
Right.